Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. We begin Mem Gimel Amud Aleph about 15 lines down. In yesterday's share, we discussed that the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, taking the Lulav and Esrog, is a mitzvah deraisa in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, but in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah deraisa is only on the first day, and subsequently Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was misakin that we take the Lulav and Esrog all the days of Sukkot outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuch, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, is a Zechel L'Churban. Now, the Gemara questions this whole premise. Where do we know? The Isei min HaTorah begvulin min olad. Where do we know that on the first day of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to go and take the lulav and esrog outside of the Beis HaMikdash? The Tanya, because the Braisa says, and we quote the pasuk, "Kachtem lochem b'yom rishon pri etz hador kapos tamrim v'naf etz avoz yarbi nochal." You have to go and be happy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa. But how do we know that in the areas outside of the Beis HaMikdash, again, Rashi seems to suggest even in Yerushalayim is considered outside the Beis HaMikdash. Others say Yerushalayim is considered like the same laws as the Beis HaMikdash. There, in fact, is a beautiful Bikuri Yaakov that says that nowadays, according to this opinion, in Yerushalayim, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to go take the lulav all 7 days in Yerushalayim. And a very interesting discussion that he has, he holds halacha l'maisa that in Yerushalayim nowadays, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa all 7 days. Anyway, that's not the normal understanding. The normal understanding is that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's only d'oraisa on the first days. And this price is now saying, how do we know that? So we dive into the pasuk. Ulekachdem, when it says ulekachdem, that means shetehei lekicha biyad kol echa biyecha. That comes to teach us that every single yid in Klal Yisrael has the obligation to go and do the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. Every man above the age of bar mitzvah is obligated. This women are exempt because it's a mitzvah sasishas ban groma. But each person has to do it himself. You can't assign beis din to do it on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So lekachdem means you have to go do it yourself. When it says lochem, that teaches us the din that we had previously, mishal lochem, that you have to own it. That comes to include a borrowed lulav on the first day or a stolen lulav. Lahotzi es hashol, v'yes hagozel, has to be owned by you. This could include a matana amanas lahachzir, as we said, or that you are the actual owner in some way, shape, or form, but it has to be truly owned by you. Then it says bayom. The pasuk says bayom harishon. So the word bayom, we darshan, teaching us afilu b'shabbos that mid da'oraisa, the din is if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, you would go and carry the lulav and esrog. You would take the lulav and esrog. You can't go and be over in issa d'oraisa. You bring it to shul on erev Shabbos, and then you go take the lulav and esrog, make a bracha on Shabbos morning. There's no problem mid da'oraisa, and that's what bayom teaches us afilu b'shabbos. Then it says Bayom HaRishon. So the word Rishon, first we darshan, before we darshan the hey of the word HaRishon. So we darshan the word Rishon, that tells me afilu b'gvulin. Now Rashi points out that lav mi ribuya darish. It's not from the extra word Rishon that we're making this drasha, because you need that word. El lakachtem Bayom Rishon, velo pirish mikdosh, mashma afilu b'gvulin. And the drasha is that since it doesn't say where for the first day, Bayom Rishon, so therefore that is teaching us that even in the gvulin is this mitzvah d'oraisa. Now, it says HaRishon. So the Hey, HaRishon, that is Malami, that comes to teach us. She'eino Doche Elo Yomtiv HaRishon Bavad. That comes to teach us that it's only Doche when Shabbos comes out on the first day of Yomtiv, and that's the only time that it's a Din D'oraisa. Tosus points out that a Hey sometimes can be a Ribuy, sometimes it can be a Miut, and he gives various examples of this in Dibra Maskol HaRishon, Ayin Shon. In any event, Omar Ma'ar, we now go and look back at this piece of the Braisa. It said Bayom. Then the pasuk says, "Lokachtem lochem bayom harishon." The word bayom was to come to include Shabbos, afilu b'Shabbos. Now, more questions is michtei. Why would you need a pasuk to tell me that you can take a lulav and esrog in Shabbos? What's the hava meaning that you shouldn't? You're going to tell me it's muktza, total bi'almoho? There's no reason for the Torah to write something that you're allowed to do because of a concern of a derabbanon of muktza. So it's the rechkra lemishrei total. Would I need a pasuk to tell me that I can move about something that would otherwise be muktza? That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, Omar Rabbi, you're right. Lo nitzucha, the reason why you need a pasuk to tell me that you can go take the lulav and esrog on the first day, even if it's Shabbos, is needed. Lo nitzucha elo lemachshirei lulav. That's the come to tell me that even machshirei lulav are allowed. What are examples of machshirei lulav? So Rashi says, for example, lekotetzo min hamechubar uliogdo, to go and cut it from the ground on Shabbos and to go bind it to make a kesher. All of that would be Yisurim Deraisa, and the Chiddush is that this pasuk Bayom HaRishon comes to tell me that you can even do this Machshirei Mitzvah on Shabbos, even though you could have done them before Shabbos. And who does this go like? Valiba the Aitana. This is going to the famous Tana, Reb Lezer the Mila, the Tanya. We learn in the Braisa, Lulav, Vechol Machshirav, the taking of the Lulav, and all the accoutrements that you need to do to get to the mitzvah, including cutting it down from the tree. Dochen Esa Shabbos, Divri Rabbi Eliezer. This is the famous opinion of Eliezer de Mila, who says you can go and make the Zemel on Shabbos, you can go and heat up the water on Shabbos. All of this is Machshire Mitzvah, which he says, Amutter Lichatchila. You don't have to do anything to stop them from being done on Shabbos. So to over here, in regards to the Lulav, the Machshire Lulav are allowed according to Eliezer on Shabbos. So that's what he needs the word, Bayom, to teach me, Afilu B'Shabbos. My time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Amakra, Bayom, Afilu B'Shabbos. So the obvious question is, but we don't pass like Rule Azir. What did the Chacham do this pasuk? Rabbanon, they obviously don't hold this drasha that the Machshire Mila, the Machshire Lulav are Docha Shabbos. So what do they use over here for the din of Lulav? What do they need the word Bayom to teach you? Hi, Bayom, by Lulav, my Abdilei. So the Gemara says, Niboyle Bayom, Vilavalayla. That comes to teach us the basic din that you take the Lulav and Esau during the daytime, but you don't take the Lulav and Esau at nighttime. No, that's a very good reason. So now the Gemara throws it back on Rabbi Eliezer. No, what do you do to teach us that din? Rabbi Eliezer, by Yom Velo Belayla, that we only take the lulav during the daytime and not during the nighttime, minale. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that if he doesn't have the word by Yom to teach us that? Because he uses by Yom to teach us that the machshiri lulav are permitted on Shabbos. So he learns it out, Rabbi Eliezer learns it out. Navkalei mi seva dekra, from the end of the pasuk that we just read, usmachtim l'vnei Hashem Elokechem shivas yomim. It says you'll celebrate in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 7 days, so those seven are days, yomim velo lelos, and not nights. So that's how Rabbi Eliezer learns out that lulav is during the day and not during the night. No, this was a very good raya. Why didn't the Rabbanan use this pasuk? Why do they need bayom? So where it says Rabbanan, if you only had this pasuk of smach v'l'tei Hashem Elokechem shivas yomim, if you're going to learn it out from there, you know what I would have said? It doesn't mean only during the day. It means at nights too. Havamina lelef yomim, Yomim Misukkah. I would learn it out from Sukkah. Just like the mitzvah of Sukkah is days and nights, so too the mitzvah of Lulav is days and nights. Mal halan yom vafilu lelos. Avkan nami yomim vafilu lelos. And therefore, if you only had this part of the pasuk, smachtim l'tei Hashem Elokechem shivas yomim, I would say it does mean to do it at day and night. Therefore, they need bayom to teach me that it only means during the daytime. Now, like more questions. Okay, that's great that we would have thought that Sukkah is day and night, and therefore Lulav is not like Sukkah, and that's why you need the extra bayom. But Sukkah gufa minolan. How do we know that Sukkah, the mitzvah is day and night? Maybe Taka, it says 7 days. The Tana Rabbanon Basukus Teishu Shivas Yomim. Maybe it means Yomim and not nights. Or you're saying it means Yomim Vafilu Leilos. I told me Yomim Vafilu Leilos. Oh, ain't well Yomim Vafilu Leilos. Which one is it? Does it mean when you have to sit in the sukkah Basukus Teishu Shivas Yomim? Does it mean days and nights, or does it only mean the daytime? Yomim means daytime. So the Gemara says Dinhu. We should learn out a Kal B'chomer over here from Lulav, that it should actually only be during the daytime. And what is that Kal B'chomer V'dinu? Ne'amar kan yomim, it says, in regards to the sukkah, it says yomim, like we just said, basukah steishu shivas yomim. And it says by lulav as well, ne'amar b'lulav yomim. That's the pasuk that we had. You will go and take the lulav, it says, shivas yomim. Now, ma'alahalon, what in regards to the lulav, it is only during the daytime. Ma'alahalon yomim v'lo lelos, by the sukkah it's days and not nights. So too avkan yomim v'lo lelos. So maybe by the sukkah it's also you just sit in the sukkah during the daytime, but there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah at nighttime. Or alternatively, though, oklach derzu, you could darshan it out from the following connection. It says over here ne'amar kan yomim. It says over here basukah steishu shivas yomim. So it says 7 days by sukkah. And it also uses the expression of Yomim in regards to the Miluyim. Aaron HaKohen, in the 7 days before the Mishkan was put up, had to sequester himself, and it says that he was in front of the Mishkan, Pesach Olam Wei, Teishu Yomim V'Layla Shivas Yomim. So it uses over there, V'nema in the Miluyim, it also says 7 days, Yomim. Now, Mal Halon Yomim, Afilu Lelos, just like by Aaron HaKohen, he was there during the day and during the nighttime, so too by the Sukkah, Afkan Yomim, Afilu Lelos. So therefore, we could learn it both ways, and the Gemara says, Nira Lemidome, which way is better to compare it? Should we compare Sukkah to Lulav and it's just days, or should we compare Sukkah to the Miluim and it will be days and nights? So which one is more likely to make such a comparison? So the Gemara says, each of them has a reason why you should compare it that way. There's a reason to compare Sukkah to Lulav. There's a reason to compare Sukkah to the Miluim. Don in Dovashi Mitzvah so called a Yom. It makes sense to compare a mitzvah that is all day long, such as Sukkah, to Midovashi Mitzvah so called a Yom, like the Miluim, which is all day long, as opposed to Lulav, which is just a 1 second thing. As soon as you pick it up, Yayotse, Va Yochich, Dovashi Mitzvah Shoachas. So the first Gemara wants to tell us It makes more sense to compare Sukkah to the Miluim, and therefore it would be days and nights. But then the Gemara says, no, Oklach Derzu, you could look at it another way. Donin, Dover Shemitzvah Suludoros. Midover Shemitzvah Suludoros. Sukkah is a mitzvah for all generations. Lulav is a mitzvah for all generations. So if you're going to compare something that's for all generations to all generations, as opposed to the Miluim, Vayochichu Miluim, Sheino Hagim Ludoros. That was a one-time event in the history of Klai Yisrael. So if you're going to compare Sukkah to something, compare it to something that's for future generations, and not to something that was a one-time event. So from a pure rational, logical derivation, it doesn't make sense more to learn Sukkah from Lulav than it does to learn Sukkah from Elulim. So we're stuck. Is Sukkah compared to Lulav and it should be only during the day? Or is Sukkah compared to the Elulim and it should be day and night? So Gemara says, therefore, Talmud Lomar, when we turn to Mem Gimel Amud Beis, we have a Gzeira Shavah. Teishu, Teishu, L'Gzeira Shavah. Therefore, we go and compare the Teishu that it says by Sukkos. By Sukkos, Teishu, Shivas Yamim. And we compare it to the Elulim, where it also says Teishvu. Pesach Omoid Teishu Yom Vavolayla. So this is Gzei Rishava Teishu Teishu Nemar Kan Teishu by Sukkah and then Nemar Kan Teishu by the Miluim. By Miluim Teishu. So therefore Malahalan Yom Vafilu Lelos Avkan Yom Vafilu Lelos. Therefore, it makes more sense through this Gzei Rishava to compare Sukkah to the Miluim, and it's in effect days and nights, and not to compare it to Lulav, which would be only Sukkah during the daytime. Ah, Haraya Shmamina. Where it says now, we quote the Mishnah Rovo Shiva Ketzad. We said in the Mishnah that you have to take the Arava for 7 days. How do we do that? That would mean even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Arava b'shvi, my time adochi Shabbos. Why should we allow the Arava to be taken on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yochanan, kidei lefayr samo shim in HaTorah. Because even though today it's not in HaTorah, because you do it in the Beis HaMikdash, and Nebuch, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but nevertheless, this is a Zecher to the way that it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, to teach us that it was a din d'araisa to go and take the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we make a zikaron to this, and we do it even chutz l'mikdash, we do it even on Shabbos, on the seventh day. Where it says, ihachi lulav nami litchei. So then we should also take the lulav. The lulav is also a seven-day din d'araisa in the Beis HaMikdash. So we should do the same thing. Ihachi lulav nami litchei kidei lefayasim oshu min haTorah. If you're telling me we want to take the Arav on Shabbos to show that it's a din in the Torah, so then we should also want to take the lulav on Shabbos to show that it's a din in the Torah. So Gemara says, no. Lulav gezerim mishum derabba. That's what we spent yesterday's shiur on. We said that Shema Yavirenu, Dalaramas, Mishusarabim, that maybe you come to carry a Dalaramas and Mishusarabim. By the way, I should point out that Rashi in yesterday's discussion had said you could have also said that you're going to carry it from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. But why do we always say Shema Yavirenu, Dalaramas, Mishusarabim? He says that's more likely because people didn't necessarily go from inside their houses to outside and carry it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. It was much more common that we carry it within Rishus HaRabim. That's why we use Shema Yavirenu, Dalaramas, Rishus HaRabim. In any event, that's why we don't take the lulav on Shabbos. More says, Yehachi, Sarav Nami Nigzar. So then we should have the same Gezerah by the Arava and not take the Arava on Shabbos as well. Gemara says, no. Who did the Arava? Every individual didn't do the Arava. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was only the Shluchei Beis Din that did it, and they brought it to the Kohanim, and only the Kohanim circled the Mizbeach with the Arava. Arava, Shluchei Beis Din, Maiseleh, and Lulav, Lakol Moser. As opposed to Lulav, every Tom, Dick, and Harry has to do the Mitzvah of Lulav. Every Jew above the age of Bar Mitzvah has the Chiyuv to go and take the Lulav and Esau. But not every Yid has the Chiyuv to take the Arava. So therefore, by the Arava, there was no concern that the Stam person was Shema Yavirin of Dalalam Svishus Arabim. But by the Lulav, there was such a concern, and therefore, that's why by the Lulav, they did not allow you to take it on Shabbos, but by the Arava, they did. The Gemara says, wait a second, so if not every person did it, then why are we only allowing you to take the Arava on the seventh day if it's Shabbos? Ihachi kol yoma nami litchei. If there is no concern that Shema Yavirin of Dalalam Svishus Arabim, so then take the Arava on whatever day is Shabbos. Take the Arava all 7 days, regardless of whether the last day is Shabbos or not. So Gemara says, no. If we allowed you to do that, then it would make the Arava more important than the Lulav. And also, lefikufkei belulav. People would end up disparaging, treating the Lulav as that. That's not much of a mitzvah. It's not an Arava. An Arava is Docha Shabbos all 7 days, and the Lulav is only Docha Shabbos on the first day. So Gemara says, okay, the litcha b'yom terishon. So great. I understand why you only want to do it one day. Why did you pick the seventh day? Take the Arava on the first day, just like the lulav is taken on the first day. And that would be the reminder that this was a din d'oraisa. Gemara says, lo muchach milsa. If we took the arava on the first day, people would think it's subordinate to the lulav. All the people would say, Amri, lulav, oh, the lulav, who de kodochi, the lulav, we push aside Shabbos. Then the arava comes along for the ride, but not that the arava is really a mitzvah d'oraisa. So that's why the rabbis didn't set it up to do it on the first day, like lulav, because it would get not recognized as being important. They would think it's subordinate to the lulav, and people would know that the din of arava is a din d'araisa, halacha l'moshe Sinai. Okay, the Gemara says, l'litchei b'chad mihanoch. So why did you pick the seventh day? Pick the second day. Pick the third day. Why the seventh day? So Mori says, no. Kivan to call mafkis lomi rishon. Once you're not doing it on the first day, so ukma ashvi, they specifically put it on the seventh day, which shows that it's the end of Yom Tov, so it would get more noticed that way. And this way, if you did it on the third day, it may not get noticed as much. This way, doing it on the seventh day, make sure that it gets noticed. As Rashi says, this is Yom Mesuyim. This is like a designated day. Either do it the first day or the last day. So therefore, that's a better place to do it. Where it says, okay, fine. If what you're saying is correct, so then if this is a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash, so we should take the Arabah on the seventh day, even if it's Shabbos. But we don't. How come? Where it says, because Anan lo yadina b'kibur de'yarcha. Again, the same reason we mentioned yesterday. We're not 100% certain of the dates. Granted, we really do know the calendar, but we have this concept of Sveka de Yoma, and therefore, we're not sure that it's really the seventh day. Maybe it's really the sixth day. And therefore, if we were to take it, it would be a problem. And therefore, the rabbi said, don't take it at all because we don't know kibur de'yarcha. Where it says, okay, that's great for Chutz Laaretz, but what about in Eretz Yisrael? Inu de'yadei b'kibur de'yarcha. So let the people in Eretz Yisrael go and take it on the seventh day when it's Shabbos nowadays, because they know that it's only the seventh day. There's no Sfeika de Yom in Eretz Yisrael. So why don't they take it? Someone gives an interesting answer. Ki also Bar Hedja, when Bar Hedja came from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, he said, Amar lo ikla. It can never work out that Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkot, is ever going to occur on Shabbos. Very interesting. Tosis has a whole discussion why that is so. So if you look in Tosas, Dibra Masu Lo Ikla, he says, Shayu Ma'avrin Elul, when they saw that Hoshana Rabbah would come out on Shabbos, they would make an extra day of Elul. Oh, Echad Ben HaChadoshim, if they saw it enough in advance, they would make, let's say, an extra day of Av or whatever. Chodesh, they would be adding an extra day. Kishayu Roim, She'ira B'Shabbos. Shvi Shalavar. If they saw that Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkot, turned out on Shabbos, they would make sure that that didn't happen. This is what the Yerushalmi explains. Reb Simon mefaked la'alin the mechashvin. Reb Simon told those people that were in charge of figuring out when the chadoshim should come out, when they should be mali or chosid, when the yom tovim should come out. The lo osi, you should be very careful. He says the lo osi takata, that it shouldn't be shofar blowing on Shabbos. The first day of Rosh Hashanah should be on Shabbos, which of course does occur in the calendar. We'll have to explain that in a moment. Why? Udalosa arvasa bishabasa, and also that Hoshana Rabbah should never come out on Shabbos. The seventh day of Sukkot should never be on Shabbos. And he says, if you're stuck, if you can't do both of these two, the Chikisun, if you're stuck and you're going to have either Rosh Hashanah and therefore the first days of Sukkot on Shabbos, or Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos, Avdun Takata, better to have Rosh Hashanah come out on Shabbos, Velo Tavdun Arvosa, and not have Hoshana Rabbah come out on Shabbos. Why? Mashma de Chayish Tve Yom Arava Mitchia Shofa Velulav. They're more concerned about having Hoshana Rabbah come out on Shabbos, and then you're going to have a problem that you're going to want to take the Hoshanas, and that's going to be a problem with Shabbos, as opposed to with the Shofar and Lulav. So we won't go and blow the Shofar and the Lulav, we won't take the Lulav on Shabbos. V'gam Achshav, and he says, Halach Lamaisa, Onu Mechashvin, the Lo Mikla Yom Arava B'Shabbos, the way our calendar has been set up, Hoshana Rabbah can never come out on Shabbos. Albeit, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot can come out. V'ashofar v'alulav lo chayshinan. They weren't worried. The rabbis weren't concerned that if Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos is Sukkot, so we won't take the shofar, we won't take the lulav. Afal pi. Now, it's very strange. Shiyom Rishon deraisa. The blowing of the shofar is the deraisa. The taking the lulav is the deraisa on the first day. Why weren't the rabbis concerned? The tema, da yom arava, shu zecher lemikdash bi'alma, chayshinan. For the yom arava, nowadays, which is only a zecher to the mikdash, because the individuals didn't take it, it was only in the base of mikdash. So for that, which is a zecher, they didn't want to ever give that up, so therefore they never made that it comes out on Shabbos, because of Shem Yavirin, and Dalai Lama, and Shasarabim, so they would not take it, so the rabbis didn't want that to ever happen. But for shofar and lulav, they weren't concerned, which are daraisas, v'ahani daraisa lo chayshinan. Very strange. So Tosus answers, Veishlomar, Dein Hachanami, 100% correct. Dahani Dixiva Behedja, the Torah specifically tells us, take the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. The Torah specifically tells us, take the lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot. It is clearly spelled out in the Torah, Les man depolig, nobody's going to make a mistake on that. And therefore, Dixiva Behedja, Lo Ose Lefikpuke Behu Bishar Shonim. If the rabbis say Shev Yaltase, nobody's going to say, it's not an important mitzvah. Everybody knows it says in the Torah. And this year, for whatever the reason, because Shabbos comes out on Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos comes out on Sukkot, we're not letting you take it the first day. Aval Arava, which the whole thing is the Rabbanan nowadays, Ose Lefakfuke, people are going to say, it's not really a mitzvah, it's only a Rabbanan. That's reason number one. Furthermore, v'od the mifsak avdinon tre yome. Nowadays, that we always have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, and we only have 1 day of Sukkot, but we do have 2 days of Sukkot in Chutz Laaretz. V'chi mikla yom rishon b'Shabbos. If the first day comes out on Shabbos, ein shofar bat tel legamre. The toki b'sheni, you still have the second day to blow shofar. Technically, if the Edom came before Mincha, there would only be 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. You'd always have two in Chutz Laaretz. And therefore, the mitzvah of Shofar would never be forgotten. If Shabbos was Hoshana Rabbah, there's only 1 day of Hoshana Rabbah, because the next day is Shmini Atzeres, it's Yom Tov. The low Efshol L'Miyaved Hashmini Ala Sofik, you can't go and take it on the 7th day, Sofik 8th day, because that's now Shmini Atzeres, Lefishu Yontif. Simhoya Botel Legame, if you were to go and ever have Hoshana Rabbah coming on Shabbos and say you can't go and take the Arabah because the Shemiyah Rin and Dal Amos Rabbim, Mishtakach Torah's Arabah, the whole din of Arabah would be lost. So, somewhat paradoxically, we're stricter to never allow Hoshana Rabbah to come out on Shabbos, so you could always take on Hoshana Rabbah the Arabos. As opposed to Lulav and Esrog, we're not as concerned that if it's on Shabbos, we won't take it. Shofar, we're not as concerned, because those are more behedja, except behedja in the Torah, and it won't lead to a zilzul. Very, very fascinating, Tosos. In any event, that was behedja's answer, that Hoshana Rabbah can never come on Shabbos, so therefore, this is not a concern. Ki also Ravin, v'chol nechose, when Ravin came with his entourage from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said, Amre, ikla velodochi. In fact, it can occur. They disagreed with what we just said. However, in that situation, the Arava doesn't get taken because Shemar Yavirinu Dalal Amos Rishis Rabin. Nu Velakasha, so then there's a problem. So why doesn't it override in Eretz Yisrael? If you want to show us and remind us that it in fact is a din daraisa to take the Arava, it's halacha Moshe Misinai, so then in Eretz Yisrael where they are Kavir B'yacha, and Hoshana Rabbah does, according to Ravin and all the people that came with him, v'chol nechuse, that it did in fact occur that Hoshana Rabbah could occur on Shabbos, so why don't we say that it's Docha Shabbos? Rav Yosef, man leimalon de Arava b'netila. So Rav Yosef wants to give a strange answer. He says, who says that the way that the Arava was done was by taking it? Dilmor b'zekifa. The performance of the mitzvah of the Arava was leaning it against the Mizbeach. And Nebuch, we don't have a Mizbeach, so therefore you can't do the Arava nowadays. Therefore, that's why they didn't do it. Mor says, really? Esav Abaye, Abaye questions this statement of Rav Yosef. It says in our Mishnah, Lulav the Arava, Shisha v'Shiva. It says in our Mishnah that you go and take the Arava 6 and 7 days. Now what does it mean? They take the lulav and the arava, so aren't they comparable? My lav kilulav, that when he says take the arava, it means just like the lulav, which means binatila. Lulav binatila, af arava binatila. So how can you tell me that it means just zekifa? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef would answer, no, who says that the two are the same? Lulav has its din and arava has its din. Midiyirya. Habadi isay, hakidi isay. Each one would have its way of doing it. The lulav you do by natila and the arava you do by zekifa. Abai is still not happy. He says again, Esav Abai, yes, on Rav Yosef again. It says, B'chol yom makif in esa mizbeach pamachas. The way that we're going to learn to do the Arava in the upcoming Shia, 2 days from now, is going to teach us that every day they took the Arava and they circled the mizbeach one time. And on the 7th day, V'osay yom, Sheva Pamim, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, they would circle it 7 times. Now, when it says they would circle it, what were they doing? My lab Arava, weren't they holding the Arava when they circled it? So therefore, it's not Zakifa, it's Netila. So Rav Yosef would say, no. They circled it with the lulav, lo, the lulav, which is, by the way, how we do it. When we do Hoshanas, we don't hold the Hoshana and go around the circle 7 times around the Mizbeach, around the Bima. We hold the lulav. So that's what Rav Yossi says, lo, the lulav. They didn't go and take the Arava and circle 7 times around the Mizbeach. They, in fact, took the lulav and circled each day 1 time, and on Hoshana Rabbah 7 times around the Mizbeach. Abai is still not happy. Abai says, well, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbah Baravua, Be'arava. That's wrong. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbah Baravua that Bedavka, they circled it with the Arava. So what are you going to say to that, Rav Yosef? So Rav Yosef says, no, that's his opinion, but I disagree. I'm like, who aloch mi Arava? Rav Nachman, I'm Rabbah Baravua, says the Arava, but I personally say, but not mean a lulav. I say they circled with a lulav. We have the similar machlokas elsewhere. Itmar, Rabbi Elazar Omer Belulav. Rabbi Elazar says that they circle with the lulav. Rav Shmuel Bar Nosson Omer Rabbi Chanina says they circle with the arava. Exactly the same machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rav Nachman Omer Rabbi Ravua. Likewise, Chen Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rabbi Ravua be arava. So this is a machlokas. So you can't bring me a riot from my contemporaries. I'm allowed to disagree with them. Amalei Rava, Amalei Rav Yitzchak, Barei de Rava Barachana, Bar Urya. Rava says to Rav Yitzchak, who was the son of Rabba Barachana, saying, your father is a Ben Torah, Bar Urya. Rashi elsewhere in Gittin says, means Ben Torah. So the word Oraisa means Torah. You, son of a great Talmud Chacham, you, the son of Rabba Barachana, let me tell you, come over here, the Emaloch Milso Ba'ayasa, let me go tell you a beautiful word, the Hava Omer Avuch, that your great father, Rabba Barachana, said. What did Rabba Barachana say? He said, Hodidnan, call Yom HaKivin HaSazveach, Pamachas, also Yom HaKivin HaSazveach, Sheva Pamim, with what did they circle the Mizveach every day one time, and Hoshana Rabba seven times? Hachim Avuch, this is what your father said, Bishmei the Rav Elazar, in the name of Rav Elazar, Belulav. He says that they circled with a lulav. So you see that this opinion of Rav Yosef has strong support as well. Not everybody agrees with it, but certainly Abaye can't question Rav Yosef because there are others that hold that they circled with a lulav. Abaye is still not happy. He has another question to Rav Yosef. Esve, what are you going to do with the following brisa? Lulav doches haShabbos b'tchilaso v'arova b'sofo. The brisa specifically states that lulav, if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, you take the lulav, and if the last day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, is on Shabbos, you take the Arava. Now, what does it mean that they take the Arava? Pamachas chol shvi shal Arava lios b'Shabbos. One time it happened that Hoshana Rabbah was on Shabbos, and the rabbis brought to the shul Erev Shabbos, v'viu merubio shal Arava, they brought the Aravos, the Hoshanas, on Erev Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash. V'viu merubio shal Arava, the Erev Shabbos, because they didn't want to carry them on Shabbos. And they put them in the Azara, v'inuchum Azara. So they'd be all ready for the Hoshana Rabbah service on Shabbos morning. The Baisusim, who were not believers in the Torah Sheval Peh, and therefore they didn't believe this halach l'moshmi Sinai of taking the Arava, so they wanted to stop the Prushim, us, from doing this mitzvah. So therefore, along came the Baisusim, v'ikiru bohen Baisusim, what they were trying to do, and therefore, unitolim, they took them, u'kivoshu tachas avonim, they put them on the rocks of Muktza, and they knew the rabbis wouldn't move the rocks, and this way they wouldn't be able to do the Arava. However, Lamachar Hikiru Ben Amiyarats, there was some Amaratsim over there in the Beis HaMikdash who didn't know that you couldn't move the rocks to get to the Aravos. They saw that the Aravos were underneath the rocks and they wanted to help set everything up, so they moved the rocks and took out the Aravos. Ushimotum Mitachas Huavonim, and they took the Aravos out from underneath these rocks. What did they do with them? They beam Lakohanim Uzakofum Bitsidi Amizbech, and they took the Aravos, gave them to the Kohanim, who placed them, were mezakev them by the Mizbeach. Lefish ein by susim modim shechibut arava doches haShabbos, because the by susim held that you can't go and push aside Shabbos for this mitzvah because they didn't hold this mitzvah halacha l'moshe v'sinai. They didn't hold from that because they only hold from the Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, what do you see from over here? It says chibut arava. Now, chibut could mean moving it, waving it, taking it, netila. So, what do you see? Clearly, this brisa says Rav Yosef. Abaye's questioning Rav Yosef. This brisa clearly says, Rav Yosef, that you're supposed to do it b'netilah. So how can you say that maybe the mitzvah is b'zakifa? And the bottom line is, teyufta the Rav Yosef. Yeah, we schlugged up Rav Yosef. Everybody agrees that while they did put the Hoshanas against the Mizbeach, the mitzvah of the Hoshanas was to take the Hoshanas and either walk around the Mizbeach with them or just to take the Hoshanas. That's a whole separate machlokis amongst the poskim as to whether they went around the Mizbeach with the Hoshanas or they went around with the Lulav like we just saw. But in any event, we certainly schlugged up Rav Yosef's opinion that you didn't do Netila with the Hoshanas, that you only did Zakifa. That is not true. So now, bottom line, now that we've shown that Netila of the Arava is the Mitzvah, so the Elo Nidchu, why don't we go and take the Arava nowadays in Eretz Yisrael where it's Kviya the Yarcha, and there is no concern of Shemir Yavir and Dalamas Vishal Zeram because not every person takes them, only the Shluchi Beis Din took them. So the Gemara says, no, Kivan Da'anan Lo Dochinan, because in Bavel we have Sveika Dioma, so therefore in Eretz Yisrael, they don't take it because of the Sofik in Bavel. Inu nami lo dochu. Even though in Eretz Yisrael they know the day, but because their colleagues, the brethren in Bavel, can't do it, so in Eretz Yisrael they don't do it either. More says, then the same thing should be by lulav. Vayom tov arishon, the lidan lo dochi, uli detu dochi. So wait a second. In Bavel, we don't take it when we have Sveik of the Yoma and the first day is Shabbos, because maybe it's not really Shabbos Sukkot yet. Maybe it's really the day before Sukkot. So in Bavel, we don't take it, but in Eretz Yisrael you do. So how come by Arava, you say everybody has to have one halacha? So nobody takes the Arava because it's Sveik of the Yoma in Bavel. But how come by Lulav, you do say you take it in Eretz Yisrael, should have one halacha? And if they're not taking it in Bavel because it's Sveik of the Yoma, they shouldn't take it in Eretz Yisrael as well? That's the question. So the Gemara says, we turn to Mem Dalet Omud Aleph. Amre, you know what the Chazal would say? L'ditu nami lo dochi. You're right. Don't take it in Eretz Yisrael either. And that's the halacha l'maisa. We don't take the arava if it were to come out on Shabbos, which it never can do, and we don't take the lulav, which can come out on Shabbos. When the lulav, when Sukkos comes out, the first day is Shabbos, we do not take the lulav, even though it should be technically taken, because it's a din d'oraisa, but because of Shemir Rabbi Ren, we don't take it in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't take it in Bavel. Now the Gemara says, Velakasha ani tarti, we still have a problem. Yesterday we brought down that there were two Mishnais that we had earlier in the Masechta, just a few days ago. The Tanach, the one said, Kol al molichim es lovel of Arabayis, and the other one, we have the Tanya, but it really was a Mishnah, Utanan, that it says over there, Idoch lebeis haknesses. We had one Mishnah saying everybody brought their lulavim on Erev Shabbos either to the Beis HaMikdash in one Mishnah and to the Beis haknesses in the other Mishnah. And we teretzed it up yesterday. Why do you need two? And we're teretzin on, Kan bizman shebeis HaMikdash kayim, Kan bizman shein beis HaMikdash kayim. And we said that they would take it during the Beis HaMikdash, and then the other Mishnah was telling us that they would take it even when there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash, implying that in Eretz Yisrael they did take it on Shabbos. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, no, that's not the right way to tarets up those two Mishnayos. Lo. Edi v'edi are actually talking about Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Chayim. That was before the Gzeiro of Shem and Yat Regen of Dal Alamas Vishus Arabim. They're both talking about Bizman of the Beis HaMikdash, but it depends where. V'lo Kasha. Kami Mikdash, Kami Gvulin. It depends where you lived. If you lived in Yerushalayim, you went to the Beis HaMikdash. If you lived in Haifa, so then you just went to your local shul in Haifa. But this was before the Gzeiro of Shem and Yat Regen of Dal Alamas Vishus Arabim. This was during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it still was extended. They did take the Lulav and Esrog when the first day fell out on Shabbos. It was a din d'oraisa, and they didn't institute at that point in time Shemo Yavirenu Dalaramos Birshu Sarabim. That was only subsequently instituted at a later point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.